one of the great psalms in the Hebrew, the book called the Tehillim, is Psalm 1. I'm going to read the Hebrew and then explain the grammar and a word or two about its meaning. Psalm 1 is the great psalm of the Word of God and the importance of the Word of God. And there's two sections to Psalm 1. The first three verses deal with the godly person, the last four with the wicked. I'm sorry, verses 4 to 6 with the wicked. It begins in verse 1. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halak betzat reshaim, uvederech hatayim lo amad, uvemoshav leitzim lo yeshav. Ashrei is a noun meaning happiness. It is what we call a plural in construct. We could translate it happiness as, literally, of the man. Ha is the definite article. Ish is the noun for man. Asher is the relative pronoun. Lo is a negative particle, not. Halak is a verb. It's a cal perfect third masculine singular from the root halak. Ba'atzat reshaim. Ba is the preposition in. And atzat is from the noun etza. In construct, it becomes atzat. And it's in construct with reshaim. So we would translate it in the council of. When we have two nouns in construct, it's translated like a Greek genitive. In the council of the reshaim. Notice reshaim is from the word rasha, meaning wicked. And im is a masculine plural ending. So we would translate it in the council of the wicked. So the godly man or the happy man does not walk and conduct his life in the council of those who are wicked. Uvederech hatayim lo amad. Notice u is the conjunction and. Here we have a shurik because the u before the bait, had we had ve, vederech, what happens in that environment, the vav, the conjunction, changes to a shurik. And so u is just a conjunction and ve is the preposition in. So uvederech hatayim, again we have two nouns in construct. Derech means way. Chataim is the noun, plural, meaning sinners. Lo amad. And it is significant here that notice the doggish forte in the tet. This is showing habitual sinners or habitual covenant breakers. So in the way of habitual sinners or covenant breakers, lo amad. Notice the lo is again the negative participle. The negative particle, and amad is the cal perfect third masculine singular from the root amad, to stand. So we move from walking, the happy man does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor does he stand, looking at a more permanent position, on the way where sinners, habitual sinners, stand. Uvemoshav leitzim lo yeshav. U is a conjunction and again. Ve is the preposition in. And moshav leitzim, again we have two nouns in construct. In the seat, moshav means seat. And leitzim is from the root leitz. It's a cal participle, masculine plural, from the root leitz. And it's, notice, in the seat of the mockers or scorners, lo yashav. Again, lo is just your negative particle. Yashav is your cal perfect third masculine singular from the root yashav. So verse 1 depicts what the happy person does not do. He does not conduct his life according to the counsel of wicked. He does not stand in the place or the road where habitual covenant breakers stand, nor does he take the seat of a teacher and mock the truths of the Lord. But, in verse 2 is the sharp contrast, Ki'im b'torat Adonai chefso uvetorato yegeyumam b'layla. Ki'im goes together, it's a sharp contrast, and we translate it, but. The Septuagint renders it, not so, not so. So, but, b'torat Adonai chefso. Notice, bet is the preposition in. Torat is from the noun Torah. It's in construct with Adonai. And in, when the ah ending is in construct, it changes to at in the feminine construct position here. So in the Torah, or the advice of the Lord, is His delight. Chefetz is from the noun chefetz, meaning delight. And O is the pronominal suffix, third masculine singular, meaning His. But in the Torah of the Lord is His delight. Uvetorato yegeyumam b'layla. And, notice U again is just your conjunction and here with the shurik. Ve is the preposition in. And Torato, again, is from the noun Torah in construct with O. So, and in the His Torah. So it's in His Torah, that is the Torah of Yahweh, Yege Yomam Belaila. Yege is your cow imperfect, third masculine singular, from the root haga. Notice that yod gives it away as a third person imperfect, and it means to mutter under the breath. And so in his Torah, he meditates. Yomam v'layla. Yomam is from the noun yom, meaning day, and am is an adverbial ending, meaning by day. Ve, or v'layla, v'layla, and night. And notice the va is your conjunction and layla is the noun that means night. So in sharp contrast, to the person doing negative things, this one's delight is in the instruction of the Lord, and in his delight he constantly meditates day and night. Now notice in verse 3 what he'll be like. B'haya ke'et shatul al pegei mayim asher piryo yetein be'ito v'halehu lo yebo. He shall be as a tree. And notice the ve is the conjunction again, and with the verb haya, haya is the cow perfect third masculine singular from haya, and notice the ve here is what we call a vav consecutive, or a vav hafek. A vav conversive. It turns the perfect and makes it into a future. And so we would translate it, and he shall be. Ke is the preposition as. Eight is the noun meaning tree. So he shall be as a tree. Shatul. Shatul is from the root shatal, meaning to plant. And notice we have an A-class vowel in the comments, followed by the shurik, the u-class vowel, and this gives it away as a cow, a passive participle, and so we would render it, he shall be as a tree having been planted, al palge mayim. Al is the preposition beside, and notice palge is from pelek, meaning to divide, and it's looking at a stream that cuts its way through the mountainside. Notice that seriyod is a plural noun in construct, so he shall be as a tree having been transplanted beside streams of water. And this plural noun in construct stands with mayim, meaning water. And so he shall be this well-watered type of tree from the Torah that feeds his roots, spiritually speaking. Asher piryo yatein be'ito, whose fruit, notice the asher is just your relative pronoun, the noun is peri, meaning fruit, but peri becomes piri, and then you add o, piryo. O is your pronominal suffix, third masculine, singular. So whose, literally his fruit, but we would translate it whose fruit, yatein. Notice yatein is from the root natan. It's what we call a pay-noon verb, where the noon has assimilated into the tav, causing a doggish forte. So yintain became yittain, and that doggish shows that a noon has assimilated. So he shall be as a tree he shall be as a tree transplanted by streams of water, whose his fruit he constantly is giving. It's a customary use of the imperfect here. In his season, or its season. Notice ba is just your preposition in. Eight means time or season. And o is your pronominal suffix, third masculine, singular. So, whose fruit he customarily gives, or it customarily gives, in its season. Bahalehu lo yibul. Notice ve is your conjunction and. Ale is the noun meaning leaf. And notice, historically it would have been alehu with two hays. The one hay dropped out, and that would have been the hay of the pronominal suffix, third masculine, singular. And so this hay is functioning to complete the noun as well as to introduce the pronominal suffix, meaning his fruit, or his leaf. Hence, its leaf in the context here. And its leaf, lo yibul. Lo is your negative particle. And notice yibul is from yin bul. It's another pay noon verb, where the noon has assimilated into the bait, becoming yibul, and the doggish forte is indicative of that. And so its leaf does not ever wither. V'chol asher ya'aseh, and all, notice ve is just your conjunction and, chol is the noun that means everything, or all, which, notice asher is your relative pronoun, and then ya'aseh is from the verb asa, and all which he does. It is the cow imperfect, third masculine, singular. Notice the yod gives it away as a third person in the imperfect. And the root asa, the ayin prefers a composite, shiva, with the hurried pathak, the chatef pathak. And the pathak part of that hurried chatef pathak shifts over under the yod. So it's pointed, ya'aseh, from asa. And so all which he does is caused to prosper. Notice yatzliach is from the root salach, and it's an A-I vowel pattern, and you have that furtive pathak under the chet. And this is to show it's a causative stem. It's a hifil, third masculine singular again, from the root salach. Notice the AI vowel pattern gives it away as a hifil, or causative in Hebrew. So all which he does is caused to prosper. So the godly person who's meditating in the Torah, you cannot say for that person enough. The writer goes on and on. He's like a tree transplanted by streams of water, whose fruit it customarily gives in its season. Its leaf never ever withers, and all that he does results in prospering. May we be people of the Word, because this is the fruit that the Torah is to bring into our lives. And then he goes on in verses 4 to 6 to talk about the wicked person, who is unlike the godly person. it reads, Lochein Harashiim, not so are the wicked. Notice lo is just your negative, meaning not, negative particle, and chain is your adverb meaning so. Not so are the wicked. Notice harashaim is from the root rasha, meaning wicked, and the im is your masculine plural pronominal suffix. The ha is just your definite article. So not so. Are must be supplied here, the wicked ones. And then he goes on, ki'im, notice again we have that sharp contrast in ki and im, but are must be supplied, are kamot, are as the chaff. Notice ka is one of the inseparable prepositions, ka lamed beit, here it's ka, but are as the, and notice the pathak under the kaf makes it definite, so are as the chaff, and motz is the noun that simply means chaff, are as the chaff, asher tidfen ruach, which the wind drives away. Asher is your relative pronoun, and tidfenu is from the root nadaf, meaning to drive away. Again, it's a peinun verb, and when we look at the this verb, notice the tav is a third feminine singular going with ruach, so which the wind literally drives it away. And again, the nun in this peinun verb, tindefenu, has assimilated into the dalid, causing a doggish forte, and is just a hinge here. It's a hinge with the nun to get us to the final pronominal suffix, which would have been hu. So tid defen hu would have been the original form, and historically speaking, the hay by reverse assimilation has gone back into the noon. And that's why we have the doggish forte in the noon. And the n, as I said, is just a hinge to take us to that final pronominal suffix. So, but are as the chaff which the wind literally drives it away. Notice, with the wicked, what does the psalmist say? It's very short. The wicked are like chaff, and chaff which the wind drives away. You can't go on and on and on like he does with the one that meditates in Torah. And notice the sharp contrast between the person meditating in Torah, who becomes like a tree transplanted by streams of water, ever fruit-bearing, with evergreen leaves, all that he does is cause to prosper, where the wicked are like chaff, which the farmer in the evening would often take the grain and the chaff mixed together, and with a shovel-like affair, throw it into the air, and the chaff would fall at the feet of the farmer. The wheat would fall at the feet of the farmer, and the chaff would blow away, and it would be hence burned, and the wheat would be stored into the barn. So the wicked are like chaff, very ephemeral, not lasting, not permanent, like a tree transplanted by streams of water, not fruit-bearing, just like chaff. And so we see this sharp contrast. He goes on in verse 5, Al kein lo yakumu reshaim ba-mishpat. Wherefore, al kein, we translate it as a conjunction here. Wherefore, lo is a negative particle, not. Yakumu is from the root kum, meaning, I believe here, to arise. It can mean to stand up under or to endure. So we could translate it, wherefore, the wicked will not arise. And again, this is your cal imperfect, third masculine plural or third common plural, from the root kum, to arise. So the wicked will not arise. Reshaim, again, is just the plural noun with the em ending from rasha, and ba mishpat. Ba is your preposition in, and notice the definite article under the bait here, and notice you have a dogish lene in the bait. Whenever a bait, what we call a begat kafat, a bait, a kaf, a dalet, begat, or I'm sorry, a bait, a gimel, a dalet, a kaf, a pei, or tav, whenever it begins a word, one of those consonants, or a new syllable, it carries what is called a dogish lene, which means you give it a hard pronunciation, a ba instead of a vet, which would be a softer pronunciation. So the wicked will not arise in the judgment. Notice the pathak here is the definite article, and so the wicked will not be able to rise up in the final judgment, is my understanding of it, and declare their innocency. The chataim ba'adat tzadikim, nor sinners. The vet is just your conjunction and, rendered either and or nor here. And chataim is from chata, meaning again, habitual covenant breakers. And the im is showing a masculine plural ending. Nor sinners, ba'adat tzadikim. Notice the ba is just your preposition in, and adat is from eda, meaning counsel, and it's in construct here, so the final hey changes to a tav, and eda becomes adat. So in the counsel of the righteous. Note that tzaddik is the noun that means to be righteous, from tzaddik. And the im ending is showing is your masculine plural. So, nor habitual covenant breakers in the council of the righteous ones. So, in the final judgment, the wicked will not be able to arise to declare their innocency, or we could render this, will not be able to stand up under the judgment. Like the storm imagery that the Lord addresses at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the house stood. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and it didn't stand. So that you could translate it that way as well as arise. In the ancient Near East, one to declare innocency would often arise in a courtroom scene. And so that is a possible rendering here. Either that or stand and face the judgment, because the judgment will overrun the wicked person in a negative way. So in verse 6, ki yodea, this is why the righteous will stand over against the wicked. Ki yodea Adonai derek tzadikim v'derek rasha'im tovei. Ki is just your conjunction for. Yodea is from the root yada, to know. Notice you have an O class vowel in the holam vav, followed by tsere, and you have that furtive pathak under the ayin. So it's just your cal active participle, masculine singular, from the root yada. For the Lord knows. And to know in the ancient world means to know intimately. So the Lord intimately knows and identifies with derek tzadikim, the way of the righteous. Again, the noun derek is in construct with tzadikim, and so we translate it the way of the righteous. We have two nouns in construct, and the im is just your plural ending, or sign of your masculine plural ending. For the Lord embraces the way of the righteous, v'derek rasha'im toveit, but. And here we have a contrastive parallelism. In Hebrew poetry, we have synonymous parallelism a lot, and we also have contrastive, antithetical parallelism. And that's what we have here. For the Lord knows, intimately embraces, the way of the righteous. But the way of the wicked, again, we have two nouns in construct, derek and reshaim. from Rasha. And notice again, we shorten the first consonant, Rasha'im, to Resha'im, because we're hurrying to get to the end in the pronunciation. So it's shortened there then. So, but the way of the wicked, and then Tovei shall perish. Notice Tovei is what we call a pei aleph verb. Historically, it possibly was something like teved at one point, and the tsere under the tav changed to an o-class vowel, and the aleph was quiescent in the context here. And so we speak of that as dissimilation. And you find that all the way through these lamed, or these pei aleph. By that we mean pei, in the pei position, or the first position, we have an aleph. Grammar in Hebrew is defined by often the verb pa'al, to do, pei, ayin, lamed. And so if something ends, like in an ah, as for example above, haga, that's called a lamed hey verb. Where here you have an aleph beginning the root, and it's called a pei aleph verb. And again, we have dissimilation, which occurs all the way through in these pei aleph verbs, to an o-class vowel. From a historical, probably E or I class vowel under the top. So the way of the wicked shall perish, meaning it will come to naught. The Word of God is our sure guide. And as we follow the Word of the Lord, it leads us securely. There is the story of pilots who were making a certain flight that they had made many times. And on this particular night, as they made this flight, their instruments told them it was time to land. But they had only been flying for 20 minutes. And they said, this can't be correct. So they went against the instruments of their plane and flew on, which normally they would fly for an hour, for an hour. The tragedy is that they landed in the Sahara Desert. Tailwind had picked up the plane, and it sped it on to its destination in 20 minutes. But instead of following the instrument, which was telling them that it was time to land, they went by what felt right. Often, culture defines reality instead of the Word of God. And what this text is teaching us is that we must always fly by the instrument. We must always go with the Word of God. And the good news is the Word of God ultimately takes us to Christ. Jesus said, search the Scriptures. It's about me. And as we search the Scriptures, it'll bring us to Jesus Christ and fulfill all this beautiful truth that we have in verses 1 to 3. May we be people of the Word, loving the Torah, and wanting to meditate on it day and night.